I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Ah, the big floral holiday is almost upon us. Valentine's Day is one of the biggest flower-giving days of the year. It's estimated more than 250 million roses are sold on this day alone, traveling from as far away as Chile. And while roses are thought of as the go-to Valentine's Day flower, there are other blooms that make nice alternatives. In February in our climate, it's dry, white or brown, and cold. A little sight and smell of the tropics would be nice. So I usually lean towards buying colorful cut flowers with a fragrance. A few stems of oriental lilies, freesias, or stocks added to a bouquet will give your sweetheart dreams of the Caribbean. But watch out, she might get so swept away, you'll have to include a few plane tickets too. You can also go the potted plant route. Forced pots of tulips, daffodils, and hyacinths make great Valentine's Day flower gifts. Unlike cut flowers, potted plants will last longer and you can watch them grow. Also, moth orchids make a great Valentine's flower. Even if your sweetie doesn't have a green thumb, with a little care, the flower stalks will stay in bloom for months, providing bright, cheery color in the dead of winter. Finally, if you must buy roses, consider a miniature rose plant. These small roses make nice houseplants this time of year. In spring, they can be planted outdoors in your garden. Unlike the cut flower roses, miniature roses can last for years, growing with your relationship as a reminder of your love. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Asian greens. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.